The lovers lay face up, side by side, on top of the covers. Both of them were nude. Another first for Mary Smith, although it was likely they were undressed when she got there. Pillowcases were draped across the two victims' hips and over Ms. Cartulis's chest in an odd suggestion of modesty. Man, this was a wacky and confusing killer. The inconsistencies boggled the mind. Mine, anyway. It got even stranger. The king-size bed was perfectly made. It was possible that Cartulis and Convert hadn't used the bed while having sex, but soft drinks and a condom wrapper on the nightstand indicated otherwise. Did Mary Smith actually make the bed after she murdered three people? If so, she was good at it. Nana had long ago made sure I knew the difference between a real hospital corner and a lazy one. Mary Smith knew the difference as well. The tidily arranged covers were soaked with blood, particularly around Ms. Cartulis. Both victims had sustained gunshot wounds to the head, but Cartulis's face had also been brutalized with a blade, in Mary Smith's usual manner, and as promised in the email. I could just about make out Convert's last, strained expression of terror, but Cartulis's face had so many cuts it looked like a single open wound. It reminded me of the murders at Antonia Schiffman's house, neat and sloppy at the same time. One killer, two completely different impulses. What the hell had she been thinking? What did she want out of this? The most disturbing new wrinkle came a few minutes later. A yellow leather coach wallet with Susan Cartulis's driver's license and credit cards lay open on a chair near the bed.